And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 21st of April, 2011. It was on this day in 1910, Mark Twain died, just as he had predicted the year before, when he said, "I came in with Halley's Comet in 1835. It is coming again next year, and I expect to go out with it." And he did. He died a day after the comet's closest approach to Earth. William Faulkner called him the father of American literature. Huckleberry Finn, a frequently banned book in America because of its use of the controversial N-word, the racial epithet, which in a new version recently came out, has been replaced with the word slave. It's the birthday of the naturalist John Muir, born in Dunbar, Scotland, 1838. His father believed in Bible study, and so the boy was made to memorize a great deal of the Bible. They moved to this country, settled on a farm near Portage, Wisconsin. John Muir went to the University of Wisconsin, took all sorts of courses, took a job as a sawyer in a wagon wheel factory, and the next year a tool slipped, hit him in the eye. He was nearly blinded. He had to remain in a darkened room for 6 weeks until the eye could heal. And when he got out of the darkened room, he had an idea about the purpose of his life. He set off on a long hike. He went down to Florida, then off to California. 1868, John Muir visited Yosemite, and he was overwhelmed with a kind of religious ecstasy. He wrote, "We are now in the mountains, and they are in us." He lived in Yosemite for 4 years in a cabin on Yosemite Creek. He carried all his goods in on his back. He sat around his campfire, and he read Ralph Waldo Emerson. It was the writing of John Muir that led to the creation of Yosemite National Park, and also Sequoia and Mount Rainier and Grand Canyon National Parks. It's the birthday of Charlotte Bronte, born in Thornton in Yorkshire, England, 1816, the third of six children. The family moved to Haworth in 1820. Her father was a minister there. When Charlotte was 10 years old, her younger brother Branwell got a box of wooden soldiers from their father, and Charlotte and her sisters started using the soldiers to populate imaginary kingdoms known as Angria and Gondal, about which they wrote and acted out detailed narratives. She and her two older sisters were sent off to a boarding school, which was pretty horrible. Her older sisters contracted tuberculosis. They were sent home. They died. She drew heavily on that boarding school experience to write her most famous novel, Jane Eyre, which was published in 1847, a plain, penniless, orphan governess who falls in love with her troubled employer, who is also married. Within a year of the publication of Jane Eyre, her three remaining siblings died, Anne and Emily of tuberculosis, and her brother Branwell of alcohol. She married her father's curate, became pregnant, died of complications of pregnancy in 1855. Here's a poem for today, a little poem by William Carlos Williams. As the cat climbed over the top of the jam closet, first the right forefoot carefully, then the hind stepped down into the pit of the empty flower pot. As the cat climbed over the top of the jam closet, first the right forefoot carefully, then the hind stepped down into the pit of the empty flower pot. William Carlos's poem, from his selected poems published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.